As a kid growing up, my family would go up north for 1 week every summer. We went up just north of Anago to a place called Summit Lake. It's a beautiful sandy beach there where we rented cottages. It was me and my siblings, all my cousins and my aunts and uncles. And one of the things that me and my siblings really enjoyed doing was building things in the sand. And one of the perhaps more unique things that we would build in the sand were little putt-putt golf holes. So you would form the sand with the water from the beach, or excuse me, from the water from the lake, and you would make little banks, and you would make barriers that you had to putt around them, all these kinds of things. But of course, something that was really essential for these holes to work, these little putting greens, so to speak, to work, was that they be moist. We had to keep water on them all the time. Otherwise, the sand would just crumble, and the golf ball wouldn't be able to roll on them at all. Today is Ash Wednesday. Some of you, when the ash is put on your forehead, will hear the words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." That's one of the two options that the minister of the ashes is able to say when they put the ash on your forehead. Or you might hear, "Repent and believe in the gospel." But remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. It's a reminder of essentially what we're made of. That in the beginning, God created Adam out of the earth. But in the beginning, something else was there too. It says that the Spirit was hovering over the waters. There was water present. There was a spring coming up in the Garden of Eden. Water is present. This water, I propose, represents the love of God. If we are dust, in order for us to have substance, in order for us to be formed, to be morphed, so to speak, to be shaped in the way that God wants, we have to allow the love of God to enter into our hearts, to enter into the dust, the stuff that we're made of. And these 40 days of Lent that we have are really a special time set apart in the church's calendar to really focus on that, to focus on allowing the love of God to permeate our dustiness, our dirtiness, our ash, so to speak. How do we do that? Well, there's those three main ways that our Lord talks about in the gospel today: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. The first one, prayer, is so important. The challenge that we've put to all of our parishioners here at St. Raphael's is to try to spend 10 minutes per day in prayer. To spend 10 minutes praying with the daily gospel for each of the days throughout Lent. A beautiful way to sit with the Lord's word and to allow his word to permeate your heart. Also important, very closely tied to that time in prayer, is to come here and pray as a community, that you'd be able to receive the love that God has for you in the Eucharist. And very closely tied to that, the sacrament of reconciliation, to make a good confession, or perhaps a couple good confessions throughout this Lenten season, renewing the water that you were baptized in. When you're baptized, all your sins are wiped away, but then we sin again. We start to get dried out and we start to crumble. We need to turn to the Lord in the sacrament of reconciliation to receive his mercy, to be restored in our identity. So to pray, spend time in quiet with the Lord and here with this community. To fast, to maybe give something up. When we talk about water and moisture, an image that came to my mind was like in the winter, your lips get really dry. And so you lick your lips, but then what happens? They just keep getting more and more dry. You need some sort of a, you know, whatever, the, you know, chapstick or something like that that will help actually moisten your lips and keep them moist. That licking of our lips is an image for those things in our lives that we think are going to be able to provide moisture to our dust. things like our phones, things that we turn to in a moment when we need something to comfort us. For some of us, that maybe is food, and so we need to take on maybe the traditional sort of concept of fasting, that we would actually put food aside. For some of us, we have a different relationship with food, so that maybe that's not the best thing to do. But what is that for you? What is that thing that you're trying to provide the moisture for yourself, but it's just not working? You're still crumbling. Maybe let go of that a little bit during this time, fasting. And finally, almsgiving, to be charitable, to be loving towards those around us. For those who have the means financially to support some charity that you care about, or maybe to just have a better relationship with the poor that you encounter on the streets of this city or in the various places wherever you live. Consider those ways that maybe even they can help reveal to you the love that God has for you and thus provide, again, moisture to the substance of what we are, the dust that we are. If we allow this to happen, if we allow the Lord's love, his water, so to speak, to permeate us, by the end of Lent, we'll be just like wet clay in his hands. Wet clay, and he'll just be able to mold us just the way that he wants us. He's very happy with how we are, but he wants to bring us closer to himself. And so let's pray that that might happen as we're marked with these ashes today. Remember that we're marked not only with these ashes, the stuff with which we're made, but that we're marked with the sign of the cross, the ultimate sign of God's love for us and our real capacity to become the image of his Son. What a beautiful thing to pray about, to pray for, as we begin this Lenten journey.